Mike Adams here with a quick update. Now, a new explanation is emerging about this attempted assassination of Donald J. Trump. And some people may not like the conclusion here, but we are forced to follow the evidence. And as the evidence continues to emerge, we have to adapt our understanding of this event based on the new evidence. So I'm going to cover this new evidence first, and then we'll arrive at some conclusions. But I want to give a shout out to Michael Yon, Y-O-N, and my admiration for his clear-headedness on these issues. Michael Yon is an evidence-driven person. He does not leap to conclusions without some rationality. And he is beginning to pursue the same line of thinking that I'm explaining here. And listening to Michael Yon reminds me to be focused on what is likely, you know, cause and effect, what is rational, what may have happened, regardless of the political narrative surrounding it or the nefarious nature of the people who may be involved, because this appears to be an inside job, an attempted coup, an attempted assassination of Donald J. Trump that appears to be, and I emphasize the word appears, coordinated by the head of U.S. Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, and her boss, Alejandro Mayorkas of DHS, who is a known treasonous actor for his organization of the invasion and occupation of the United States of America. Now, why do I say these things? What's the evidence? All right, here's what has come out in just the past few days that lends itself to this explanation. Number one, we know that U.S. Secret Service had a counter-sniper team stationed inside the same building on which the so-called shooter, Mr. Crooks, was crawling on the roof. So as Crooks, the 20-year-old supposed shooter, as he was crawling on the roof, a U.S. Secret Service team with a rifle was underneath him in the same building and could have made that same shot from the same distance, which would have generated the same acoustic signature on the recordings. And as you know, I've analyzed that acoustic signature and it confirms the distance of the supposed shooter. But that would also be the same if the shooter was a Secret Service team inside the building. Secondly, we know the U.S. Secret Service, this has been widely reported in the UK Daily Mail and elsewhere, we know that they had eyes on Crooks. We know that they spotted him 30 minutes before the shooting actually took place, and they said that he lifted up a rangefinder to range the scene. They reported him with a rangefinder, and then after that, he went back to his car and it got out a backpack. And then he reemerged with the backpack, and then after that, he climbed a ladder, got onto the roof, and he was apparently being observed by the U.S. Secret Service this entire time, and yet nothing was done to stop him. Now, it is highly suspicious to use a rangefinder to range the distance to President Trump speaking at a public event. I mean, there is no reason that you would use a rangefinder other than to get a ballistics read, you know, to try to estimate your bullet drop. The only other people that use rangefinders are golfers. They'll use rangefinders to estimate, you know, the distance of the hole. This was not a golf course. This was a Trump speaking event. A rangefinder is an instant red flag. It should have caused the Secret Service to detain this man instantly. They should have been on comms instantly, talking to local law enforcement or whoever was there. Detain this man. Why is he using a rangefinder? Whatever he's doing, stop him from doing it. Detain him, but they didn't. And then he gets a backpack, and then he comes back and he climbs a ladder and he starts crawling on the roof, the same roof in which or under which there's another Secret Service counter-sniper team, and they didn't hear him crawling on the roof. You know, those metal roofs are really loud if you crawl on them, especially if you have a rifle, you know, clunking about. I don't know if you've ever tried something like that. I mean, I've never carried a rifle onto a metal roof, but I've been on plenty of metal roofs and they're loud. I mean, I can hear squirrels on my metal roof, you know. When I'm in the studio, I can hear, like, we've got a metal roof in my studio building. I can hear crows and birds, like, walking across the roof, clickety-clickety-clack. Sometimes we have to stop the recording because there's a crazy bird on the roof. You can't tell me they didn't hear this guy on the roof. If they heard a guy on the roof, they should have said, hey, we've got noises above us on the roof. Somebody glass the roof and find out what this guy is. And they should have known, oh, this is the same guy that was using a rangefinder that we reported 30 minutes ago. And they should have known, this is crazy, stop this guy. Now, the excuse given by Kimberly Cheadle, who I am saying must be criminally investigated, not only should she resign, she should be, in my view, criminally investigated for this, because I believe she may be complicit in this attempted coup against Donald Trump. She says that the reason, get this, the reason that they left that roof open, the reason they didn't have a Secret Service team on that roof, is because she said it was sloped. It was sloped. And it might have been dangerous because a Secret Service crew might have slipped and fallen. Oh, a sloped roof. Well, the slope was only about 10 degrees, by the way, which is almost nothing for a sloped roof. And you notice that the other counter-sniper team on the Red Barn roof, the one that is in all the photos of shooting back and actually taking out crooks, their roof had much more of a slope, more than a 10-degree slope. You might estimate that slope at, I don't know, 25 degrees or 22 degrees, something like that. And they managed that. They were up there, one sniper with a tripod and a spotter, apparently. Also, I think with a backup rifle, they were both there on that roof. They managed to climb up a sloped roof. But Kimberly Cheadle, the head of U.S. Secret Service, says, we couldn't have Secret Service on top of this one roof. The roof where the so-called shooter scaled up, climbed up, and supposedly took shots at Donald Trump. This does not pass the smell test. If snipers were on a steeper roof, why couldn't they be on a more shallow roof? And it doesn't even make sense anyway, because people who install solar panels get up on roofs. People who install gutters and roofers, you know, people who do shingle roofs, they're up there all day long on roofs that are way steeper than that. They're up there walking around on sloped roofs all day. And are you telling me that the U.S. Secret Service has become so woke and so weak that they're not even as tough as solar panel installers or gutter installers? Is that what you're telling me? Because that makes no sense whatsoever. And that's the most suspicious thing that Kimberly Cheadle could have said. Isn't it interesting, too, that the word cheat is in her name? Cheadle. It's got the word cheat in it. And then that the so-called shooter, his last name is Crooks. Like, he's the crook. I mean, what is this, a Spider-Man comic? What? These names are, like, you know, cartoonishly obvious. I mean, she's the cheater, and the crook is the shooter, and they take out the crook after Trump is shot dead, and then they say, we got him. We got the guy who killed Trump, and then the nation mourns. That was their plan, to take out Trump. No question about it at this point in my mind. Because now the question becomes not merely how did the so-called shooter, Crooks, how did he get on top of that roof? The real question is, how did he know that that roof would be unprotected? How did he know that that was the right roof to go to? The one roof that the head of U.S. Secret Service left unprotected because she said it was too sloped, which it wasn't. And I say the only rational conclusion here, and this is the inescapable conclusion, is that he was told. He was told to go to that roof. Somebody gave him the plan. Somebody told him that roof will be unprotected. Somebody told him where the ladder was. Somebody told him, you know, Trump's going to be here and you'll be able to climb up on the roof. No one will stop you. You'll be able to take the shot. And they also told him you'll be able to get away too, because he had his car, the getaway car, apparently ready to go. That turned out to be not such a great plan. Somebody told him to do this. Who do you suppose that was? Well, JFK was assassinated by the CIA. JFK was not assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald was the patsy. That was the guy that then, of course, the deep state had killed in order to shut him up and close out that piece of evidence. The shooter Crooks appears to be increasingly to be the Lee Harvey Oswald of the attempted assassination of Donald J. Trump, where the real shot was probably taken by a far more accomplished sniper, which means it's even more of a miracle that he missed, because that at that range for an accomplished shooter, that is not a difficult shot at all. But never forget, the CIA took out JFK, and that started the decades-long political coup in America where the deep state has run everything ever since. The deep state runs the media, runs the elections. They've carried out coups around the world, and then with Trump, they carried out a coup in America to rig the election in 2020 for Joe Biden. And now the deep state just tried to take out Trump. So this was a deep state attempted assassination of Trump. And while there are various mechanisms by which that could have happened, it's clear that there's deep state involvement here. It's clear that Kimberly Cheadle's explanation of why that roof was left unprotected doesn't pass the smell test. Now, some people say, well, no, this 20-year-old kid, he took the shot. Well, then it's come out that he couldn't even stay on his school's like marksmanship team. They kicked him off the shooting team because he was such a lousy shot. And that's without all the stress and pressure of, you know, climbing a roof and trying to shoot a president or a presidential candidate. So it seems increasingly likely that that 20-year-old could not have put a round that close to Trump's head. Now, we can't know for sure at this point. Maybe more information will come out. But we haven't been shown any videos of that kid's rifle actually firing. We should see a flash signature out of the barrel of his gun. Even in daylight, there should be some kind of flash signature. I haven't seen any video of that. Have you? Have not seen any video. Secondly, was there any brass recovered off the roof near where his rifle was supposed to be shooting? Any brass? I haven't heard any such reports. Now, maybe they will recover brass, or maybe they will plant it there. But so far, I haven't seen any reports of brass. And what about the bullet itself? Does the caliber of the bullet match something that his rifle could have shot? I mean, has a team recovered the bullet that hit Trump? Because that bullet continued on, right? That bullet is somewhere, and it shouldn't be very hard to find. You know, a couple of guys with a metal detector, if it landed in the ground past Trump, or maybe it hit one of the other bystanders, maybe it hit the bleachers. Shouldn't be that hard to find that bullet, because you know the almost perfect line of trajectory. I mean, you know where Trump was standing, and you know where the shooter was supposed to have been. And so just draw a straight line and just start searching everything there until you find the bullet. The bullet's going to be there. So you take that bullet and you find out what's the mass of the bullet. What was the original diameter? I mean, this is not difficult stuff. I could do this in my lab. Now, I don't trust the FBI's assessment of bullets when they say, well, yeah, this bullet was fired from this gun. They say that they can test that based on like grooves and things on the bullet that match the grooves of the rifle, okay? That's pseudoscience. That's like PCR tests. Total nonsense. That has been proven to be completely bogus. There is no such ability to fingerprint a bullet and match it to a specific barrel. And I know you've heard that all in TV shows and Hollywood and CSI and everything, and everybody just assumes that's true. It's not true. It's completely made up. You can't actually match a bullet to a specific barrel. You can match the caliber, though. I mean, you could say this caliber could have been fired by this rifle. You can say that. And so if a bullet that is recovered has a diameter of, let's say, 0.3 inches, but Crook's rifle was only a AR-15, only capable of, you know, a 5.56 round. And 0.3 inches is a larger diameter than 5.56 millimeters, by the way. And a 0.3 inch diameter would be like a 308 Winchester or a 300 Win Mag type of bullet. So if they find a bullet that's larger than what the shooter's rifle could have fired, then, you know, then the FBI is going to cover that up. Obviously, the FBI would just destroy whatever evidence they need to destroy. But that would be, I mean, that'd be a smoking gun or smoking bullet, I guess, at that point, right there. But they won't tell you if they find that. They'll cover that up. And there's also a lot of other suspicious behavior. Even there was one woman in the audience. I don't know who she is. I don't know her motives, but the video of her appears to show her acting in a very, very suspicious manner. She kept looking to her right where the shooter was right before the shots rang out. And then almost instantly, she had her camera up and rolling and recording. And a lot of people have drawn attention to this woman. And maybe there's an innocent explanation. I don't know. But it is very suspicious. Like, maybe somebody was there trying to get a video of the assassination of Trump so that they could spread it around all their, you know, left-wing Democrat channels and have all the leftists cheer, like, yay, we finally got him. And they could show pictures of Trump's brains blown out, and all the Democrats would buy posters and shirts with that, you know, because that's how sick they are, a bunch of twisted, sick, mentally ill lunatics who want Trump to die. I mean, they're even now, like, Jack Black, you know, his fellow musician there said he wished for his birthday present, that he wished that the shooter won't miss Trump next time. Yeah, Jack Black. So they had to cancel. He canceled the whole Tenacious D tour in Australia. And his bandmate there has been fired by his talent agency now, or let go. And I mean, that's a whole freaking, you know, public relations nightmare that guy just set off. And Jack Black comes off looking like a, you know, like a violent lunatic, which perhaps he is. I don't know. He's definitely got Trump derangement syndrome. But folks, this looks increasingly like an inside job. It looks like a cover-up by Cheadle, a cover-up by Mayorkas. And I want to be clear. I want to say not every Secret Service agent would have been in on this. I'm not condemning every Secret Service agent. Some of them did an excellent job. I'm not condemning every member of law enforcement. I'm a strong supporter of law enforcement. All it takes is a couple of crooked people inside the agency or infiltrating it. Or maybe they use an outside group that wasn't even with the agency. We don't know. But not everybody in the Secret Service is bad. But at the top, that's where the rot begins. Cheadle needs to resign. And in my view, she needs to be criminally investigated for complicity in potentially orchestrating an attempted assassination of Donald J. Trump. Those are my thoughts on the matter. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Here's what we've got back in stock right now at healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. We've got the toothpaste, the Groovy Bee brand toothpaste there that everybody loves, and we don't know if we're ever going to get any more because this is the toothpaste that the FDA Office of Importation tried to destroy, or tried to get us to destroy it, for no reason. And then, of course, we had our lawyers talk to them, and then they released it and said, oh, oops, we made a mistake. So now we have Groovy Bee toothpaste here that is back in stock at the store. Trail mix that people absolutely love. Remember, everything is laboratory tested. Almost all the ingredients we have are certified organic. And we do extensive lab testing, testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, and for many of our products, also testing for aflatoxins. For everything, we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, and so on. Check out our macaroni and cheese instant meals there. You just boil water. You put in the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa, amaranth, and organic rice, all organic ingredients. It's got a really great texture. And then the cheese powder sauce is with real organic powdered cream, real organic cheddar cheese powder, real organic butter powder, onion powder, and so on. It's the best macaroni and cheese you've ever had. Certainly the healthiest and cleanest.
In addition, we've got quercetin supplements and our Seven Treasures mushroom blend, which is, of course, a combination of different functional mushrooms, including lion's mane mushroom, which is one of my favorite mushrooms because that's what I use, you know, after I severely lacerated my finger. But lion's mane, check out the website, by the way. Here's what lion's mane actually looks like growing in the wild. Pretty cool, right? We've got a lot of items here available now in stock, ready to ship out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that all of your purchases help support this free speech platform to support our interviews, our investigations, and our broadcasts that bring you news and analysis every single day that you just won't find on places like YouTube, which are heavily censored. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.